All right, we're recording, we are set, we're good to
Oh, yeah.
go. What's going on, man? How you doing? How you living?
Man, so not much really, not really much going on. So today, me and my brother just came from an orientation for a security company that me and him are going to be working for.
Sick.
So I'm pretty excited about that, and definitely excited about making more money. So
Hell yeah.
always excited about that. So none too much to like complain about.
Right on, right on.
Yeah.
So you're making some moves here. You graduated high school a few years ago. You're coming into your own a little bit. You gotta tell me though, 'cause how did you get the name Loshi?
Okay, so it's a real kind of drawn out story, but I'll try to cut it down to make it sweet.
Okay.
So when I was younger, me and my brothers, we always used to play Mario Kart together because it's four of us, and I'm the youngest of the bunch.
Right.
So like all of us together, we all came together, whether it was doing martial arts or playing video games. And so with us always playing Mario Kart together, I always chose Yoshi. So my mom and my friends in the neighborhood started calling me that. And I mean, my mom started calling me at first, and then my friends picked up on it later on down the line. And I brought that into my BMX career. And then like one of the homies here in Philly, Aiden, everybody calls him AIDS. But yeah, his Instagram before he deleted it was a scavenger. But yeah, when he saw me with a haircut for the first time, he was like, "Yo, what up, Loshi?" And it was like, "What did you just call me?" And he said it again. I didn't like it at first, but then it started to grow on me. And then that's what everybody starts call just what everybody just knows me as. So it just stuck, and that's where we are now.
I feel you on that. I used to get called Snake Bite because I had snake bite piercings.
Yeah.
Somebody announced me as Snake Bite during a contest. The only contest I ever entered, they announced me as that. And I was like, the fuck out of here, dog. I just want my own name. And then when I moved to Philly, everybody remembered me as that at that time. And it just stuck. And I was like, well, it works better than
Yeah,
Matt Smith, man. That shit's generic as fuck.
it's definitely cool to have like a nickname that that people only know you as, and it gives you your own identity, so you're not like getting mixed up with other people because they have like the same name as you and shit. And that's honestly why I like my nickname, because there's no one like there's a bunch of other Yoshis that's in the BMX community and just in the world by itself, but no one I have never heard of anyone else being known as Loshi. And it's like it's one of a kind, and I can't be upset with it.
Hell yeah. So how did you get into riding?
So fucking the area of Philly I grew up in is everybody like all the natives in Philly call it the Badlands or Zombieland, but the area is actually called Kensington and Allegheny, and it's a really dangerous area where it has a high crime rate and like opioid epidemic that's like just consumed that whole neighborhood. So it's like it's a real dangerous neighborhood. And my brother that's right above me, Taj, he actually used to ride when he was in high school.
Oh, wow.
I always wanted to try and hang out with my brothers as much as possible. I was always the little kid in the group that was just tagging along, just doing shit. So yeah, he I think his junior year of high school, he had to go away for a tournament because he was captain of the wrestling team at the time. So he had to go away for a tournament, and he left his bike, and I was just riding his bike all like on the block and shit, just trying to hop off the curb and act cool and whatnot. And then when he came back, I tried to hide his bike in our basement, and then me and him got into like a little fight. And he's like, "Dude, if you just want, excuse me, dude, if you want your own bike, I'll help you get one." And my first bike, My first actual 20-inch bike was a 2012 Eastern.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of funny because the frame is still at my mom's house.
Oh, shit.
It's still hung up on the wall because my room was the, before I moved down to my mom's house, my room was the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my Eastern frame hung up. I had my 2017 Fit frame hung up. And I also have a 2015 Sabrosa hung up on the wall.
Right.
So it's like, and also in my room here, I have a Lewis Mills frame hung up on top of my bookshelf.
Right on.
So it's like each one of those frames that I have hung up, they all play like a key, like stepping stone in my BMX career.
Mm-hmm.
And nice. It's like, yeah, I hold those as like little mementos and stuff.
So you started, he got help get you a bike. And then at that point, once you had your own bike, were you starting to leave the Kensington area a little bit more or?
Sort of, but not as much. It definitely took me till I was like 16 to like really be comfortable leaving the area.
Mm-hmm.
And starting to go downtown. But I would say the local skate park that I used to go to all the time, Whitehall.
Yeah.
That place, that was definitely like a safe haven for me because I didn't start going to Whitehall till I was 14. And I like around that time I was just hitting high school, and halfway through my freshman year, I found out about Burke's, the old Burke Street shop.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, like this was when, and I think the shop was only at the previous location before they moved to South Philly.
Yeah.
At this point, I think they were there for like a year and a couple months, like a year and 3 months, year and 4 months.
Wow.
They weren't, yeah. The shop was like relatively smaller than before they moved. At like the end of the North Philly era of the shop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when I first met those guys, I really wasn't doing much. I was like doing like little hops down like 2-3 sets that was at the park by my mom's house. And like, that's really it. I wasn't really doing much. But when I started meeting those guys, that's when I started taking it seriously and started like to actually try and push myself with it.
Sick.
Yeah.
I definitely seen you progress throughout the past couple of years. I know you were like hashtagging or adding the yeah for a while. So it's like,
yeah.
I kind of knew who you were right off the bat. Cause I was like, who's not everybody hashtags it or adds it, you know, like only people actually know about it will do that. So I'm like, oh shit, cool. Like somebody I never heard of like tagging. Yeah, this is dope. Like, you know, it's awesome. You know, that's what's cool about BMX.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, When you first started making like the pads and the beanies and yeah. shit, yeah, I think that was like back in 2018, if I'm right.
Yeah,
yeah, like the first batch of beanies that you sent to Burt's, I actually still have the dark blue one.
Nice.
I still.
Sick.
Yeah.
I love repurposing shit and adding things to it and tweaking it. You know, modifications. Yeah. I love that shit.
Yeah, dude, man, fucking like. I have 3 GT patches, and I actually used one for this hat because I bought this one at the New Burke's location. And yeah, it was just a plain green 5-panel, and I was like, oh, I know what I'm gonna do with that.
Nice. That's solid.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it looks good.
Thank you.
So when did you meet AIDS or Aiden?
So I met Steve these at the same time.
Okay.
Back in 2017.
Right.
Yeah. So like, yeah, when I first met them, I was about like 14, and I just like on, going on Google after watching like a bunch of scavenger videos, mm-hmm. because like this era of riding is cool, but I like the more like old school, like early 2000s riding, like that's the era that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
So
how did you find out about it? Through videos?
Berks, no, I actually went on Google.
No, I mean the old school, or the 2000, not old school, but like the early 2000 style riding.
Oh, the middle school videos. So pretty much, Mom, it was really from Brother Taj, because when he used to ride, he actually got to ride with Tom White, De La Rosa, and a bunch of other cats who are like, who would come to Philly a lot before they actually tore down Love Park and the old City Hall.
Right. Yeah. I remember that, dude.
That stuff used to be. Dude, I only got to watch people ride that spot like once. Like, damn. Ride those spots only one time. I never got to ride them myself.
Yo, shit's crazy out there. Like, we used to ride City Hall all the time. It was like a complete safe haven. But if you went over to Love Park, I got jumped by a cop just pedaling through Love Park, not even trying any tricks or anything. So that completely soured my opinion of Love Park. So I was like, I never wanted to ride it, because I'm like, yo, I got gripped up just for pedaling through. And then we would pedal past it going to the Friends School, you know, that spot.
Mm-hmm.
We would pedal past the Love Park sometimes, and we would see like a whole bunch of skaters, and I'm thinking, how the fuck are they riding this right now?
Yeah,
and then we'd see cop cars swarm in. So they'd basically wait until the place was mobbed with people and then swarm in and bust everybody so they can get like 30 tickets all at once.
Yeah, just to meet their stupid ass quota.
Yeah.
Which is so dumb.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, like, Love Park, so many fucking people signed a fucking petition to keep that spot alive. And the owner of Love Park itself was like, yo, I don't want this shit torn down. Let these people do what they do, because it's actually a positive impact on the community. It's actually most of the motherfucking skaters or BMX riders from Philly who are actually like born and raised here and grew up in like the slums, how I did, dude, doing what we do is actually keeping us off the street and not having ourselves add to the statistics.
Yeah.
Of the city. It's like, and what the city's doing is just taking shit away from us. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
what do you want us to do, man? Like, it's not cool.
Yeah. I mean, when I moved out of Philly, Love Park was still intact and City Hall was still intact. But it was like the year I moved out is the year they put in Paines. And I was like, figures, the year I move out, y'all put this shit in, I would have fucking camped out there all day, every day. I'm so it's kind of crazy, because it's like they took that out, but then they put that in, so it's like they did something. Yeah, but
yeah, I mean, like, Paines is okay, but it's like if they would have actually leveled the ground that the park's on, because dude, the park's like this.
Yeah,
it's all on a hill, so it's like if you're trying to,
you can only hit shit one way, sort of, right?
Pretty much, yeah. And it's like, if you're trying to hit transition, you just gotta go downhill. If you try to go uphill, you have to crank at it as well and like fuck up your rhythm.
Yeah,
which is weird to me.
Yeah,
but
definitely weird shit. Have you and then you said you were talking a little bit about how you found out about Berks, and I interrupted you. I wanted you to finish that story as well. That sounded kind of cool. How did you find out?
No, you're good. So yeah, when I was 14 years old, I was watching a bunch of old school BMX videos because of my brother, and I actually went on Google Maps to see if there was any like designated BMX shops in Philly, and Berks came up, and at the time my mom didn't have a car, but my uncle did, and my uncle was living with my mom at the time, so. I asked my uncle, like, hey, if you're not busy today, can we stop by this bike shop? I really want to check it out. And he was like, all right, yeah, let's go. So we literally just got up, got in the car, drove to Berks. And as soon as I walked in, my mom just fucking blown, dude. It was like, like the bike shop that was by my house, that was by my mom's house, it was it was more like mountain bikes and cruisers,
right,
and shit like that. But when I saw nothing but BMX bikes, I was like, oh man, dude. And this, it was right by my high school too, and I was riding my bike to school every day. Mm-hmm. So it's like literally right after school and right after wrestling practice, just right to the bike shop.
Nice.
And dude, like, it, like, you could ask Steve and Ames yourself, like, they would tell you after school, pretty much every day, I was at the shop just hanging out and just talking to them about just BMX as a whole. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what questions I had, they will always like answer them and shit. And it was like, those dudes really, really made me feel comfortable with the BMX community, because it was like, they were so welcoming and shit.
Hell yeah.
And
shout out to them. Honestly, shout out to Steve.
Yep. Hell yeah. Shout out to Steve. Shout out Edge. Shout out to the Burks, man. So, hell yeah. It's a really dope bike shop. It's real welcoming, and
yeah,
definitely help you get your bike in check.
Hell yeah, man! They were the first bike shop to ever reach out to carry Yeah Goods as well. So I was like,
hell yeah!
The fact that they were like willing to even take a chance on me was like, oh man, this is dope. Like,
yeah, dude. Now you got Burks, Mezeral, Power, and like.
No power yet. No Power's bike shop yet.
No Power yet? Aw, dude.
I'm ready, though. Power's when you're ready.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
It's cool, though. It's all good. I saw you at the Shimpf Jam, and you won, like, a bike at the jam, right?
Yep. That was the Conway Complete. Yep.
Sick.
Bro, when I won that, I've been wanting... Dude, GT is hands down my favorite team, dude. Like, how everybody says, like, oh, my favorite team's Colt, my favorite team's Fiend. It's like, GT's always been that team for me. Like, always. And it makes it even better that my all-time favorite rider is a pro for GT as well. Dan Conway, shout out to you, man.
Hell yeah.
Like, dude. And it's cool, because the first time that I seen Conway ride was in the 2014 Holy Fit edit.
Wow, right.
Bro, my brother, so I got this story. When that video came out, my brother, I think my brother had a old Scavenger De La Rosa frame, mm-hmm. the purple one.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother had that frame.
Damn.
With the chrome Skurbo bars and front load animal stem, bro. His bike, you know, my brother's bike was decked out, bro. I tell you.
I wonder if I ever rode with him back in the day.
Dog. But yeah, my brother came home from riding one night, and he was like, yo, I was like sitting on the couch just playing the OG Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And I was playing Halo 2. So I was just in the living room playing the Xbox, and my mom's in the kitchen getting dinner ready. And my brother comes in the house like, yo, you want to watch this video I just got, dude? And I was like, what is it? He was like, it's a BMX video. And he like tosses it to me. He's like, yeah, pop in the Xbox. Let's watch it. Conway's part was the opening section. And dude, when I tell you, I think my favorite clip from his Holy Fit edit would be two clips, actually. I don't know which one is my like designated favorite, but it would be the Feeble Down the Roof that he did, or the fucking Lucky to Whip.
Oh yeah,
dude. When I just watching that whole edit, fucking Conway, I think Justin Spreet was in that video,
mm-hmm.
Dugan and all the other cats that was in that. I was like, bro, this shit's cool. And it's like watching those guys do what they're doing. It wasn't that many kids. No, correction. There wasn't that many black dudes that I saw doing BMX at that time.
Yeah.
So it's like in my head, I was really like, bro, if I can do this and I can like actually make something out of it, then I want to be like how I see it. I want to be like the next Nigel or the next Casey Sterling or like even this like the BMX version of like Nigel or like Tony Hawk or Dave Mirra and shit. Like, I want to be the next big thing to add an influence to kids in the hood and give them another fucking, another outlook. Like, you don't have to just try to rap or, like, play a sport. You can mm-hmm. do something outside the realm of that stuff and expand your creative mind and just try and do something in a positive format so you're not having to worry about, like, is today going to be my last day? God forbid.
Right, right. And did you already know Conway when you watched the video, or was that before you met him?
I watched the video first, and then I got to meet him a couple years later.
Oh, wow, right.
Yeah, it was real cool. When I first met him, I was like, damn, this motherfucker taller than he looked in the video. Like, bro.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah, dude, in the video, he didn't look that tall. He looked about, like, 5'9", but when you see him in person, he like 6'3". Yeah.
He was trying to look small on that bike, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo. I just do the same shit on as yesterday, so.
Yo, same. We're keeping the storyline consistent, yo.
Thanks.
Yeah. How's it going? How you doing today?
Not much, man. Fucking, I was at the, I was at a halal cart grabbing food before. Nice. Yeah, so.
What'd you get? What's your go-to?
I'd be grabbing dogs. So first of all, we gotta start off with the orange soda, okay. Always.
Okay.
And then fucking. Fucking bow, bro.
Damn. That's a lamb and chicken, rice platter, right? Oh, no.
Chicken, lamb, over rice. Nice. A little bit of hot sauce, extra white sauce, so it balances out. And nice, salad, dude. Bro. Fucking always go to.
Hell yeah.
I've been getting it like this since I was like 11 because my stepdad grew up in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, every time we go there, he would get extra hot sauce. I was like, yeah. Nah, I'm not trying to be fighting for my life.
yeah, exactly. If you ever come to Harrisburg, I'll have to show you there's a halal truck in Harrisburg. You get lamb and rice. I'm sure you get chicken too.
Mm-hmm.
It's solid.
Hey, dude, actually, I'm trying to definitely come out there, fucking ride with you for like a day or two.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, fucking AIDS told me that there's a few spots out there.
Yeah. It's all pretty close together. I mean, and if you want to go to the towns around it, there's more stuff, but it's like all that stuff's like drive up to it kind of shit, which is not always desirable.
No. My little long cat.
Little putty tat.
Yeah, this is Gus.
Oh, what's up, Gus?
Yeah, that's the homie.
Yeah, buddy. He's chilling.
Yeah.
Maybe my cat will bust in here, but I think I got the door shut, so I should be all right. So where we left off yesterday, we were talking about you had just met Conway. Did you meet any of the rest of the GT team?
So I got to meet I remember. So what? I'm not getting my food. Fuck
oh
off.
Shit, he's gonna really want that food, huh?
No, escape. Thank you. But yeah, when I met Conway, it was at these trail. God, fuck. Stop. But yeah, when I met Conway, I was about like 16, 17,
mm-hmm.
and we were actually at these trails that one of the homies, Jersey Joe,
shout out to him. Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. The trails out there, and they're in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Dude, those trails, they were still in the process of being built, but what he had there, it was still, like, good. Like, you could still do shit on them,
mm-hmm.
but, like, for beginning and intermediate trail riding, it was actually pretty good. And this was, like, when I went there for the first time, I only rode trails about, like, 3 times. total.
Right.
So it was still fun. It was still fun, and the fact I could like still hit them and like be able to ride with everybody else and not just sit around because I was too scared to hit them.
Yeah.
It was a real good time.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, fucking the second time I actually went to those trails, I was there for about like half an hour with a few of the Burks guys, and then just Conway comes out the cut like a little bit after us. And I'm like, wait, hold on. I know that face. Whoa, that's Conway. And like, so it was Steve, Edge, our buddy Wilmer, and our buddy Ant and Benny. Mm-hmm. So it was the six of us, and Wilmer and Benny and Edge had to tell me like, yo, just chill out, dude. Like, I know he's your favorite rider, but it's like, he's just another dude, man. And when they said that, I was like, all right, just don't fan out too hard.
Right.
And try and be cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's always tricky when you see people you've seen online, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely crazy, man. Mm-hmm. It's like you want to be able to get to meet them and not look like a weirdo at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like you got to find that balance with it.
Yeah.
But
you're excited for a good reason, you know? It's not like you hate them.
It was like being able to finally meet someone who was like a big, like a sort of big reason why I got into BMX. It's like, it's definitely a cool feeling, man. And the fact that me and him are like, are pretty good friends right now, it's like, it makes it even better, bro. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully I'm able to stop by his house soon and try and get a sesh, because the shit he has at his house, that shit looks fun.
Yeah.
Like the fucking little up ledge and those rails he got. Yeah, I definitely want to try and get some shit on those.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Have you met anybody else from the GT team, like Purdy or
oh, dude.
Albert?
Purdy is one of my closest homies. Every time me and him go out, we always go out and film and work magic, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And
Purdy sick.
Yeah, dude, Purdy. Shout out to you, dude.
Jeff Purdy.
You a real homie, bro. Got to meet new Purdy for about like 5 years now. Got to meet Ratty last summer.
Oh shit, yeah. I remember seeing the post.
Mm-hmm. Tight. He was here in Philly with his kids and his girl.
Oh wow.
And dude, he was ripping pains a good bit, and his kids too.
Oh shit.
That was real cool to see.
Wow.
His kids, man. Those little rippers, they was getting down and dirty with it. But like, that's what I love about BMX, man, because it's like, it doesn't matter what age you are. It's like everybody's so welcoming, and it's like, yeah, there's the few bad apples in the shit, but like that just comes with everything. But
you can't
interact with one person that's like that and then just think everybody's going to be like that.
Yeah.
So it's like everybody in BMX for the most part, pretty solid.
Yeah.
You see his one guy's tail.
Yo, absolutely, man. It's crazy because it's like, we all got into bike riding because other stuff didn't fancy us, you know? Like, I mean, everybody's got hobbies. There's plenty of people. Like, I used to play baseball. I used to play basketball, you know? And when I played those sports, I was literally the little kid. Like, when they would pass me the ball, it would be like, little kid, you know?
Like, mm-hmm.
But when it came to BMX, it was like, you could be anybody you want to be, really.
Yeah, like, dude, there's so, like, fucking, there's people that are like fucking 7 feet tall, like Mike Hoder. Oh my god, that man's a giant, bro.
He's
big as hell for no reason. He could be an NBA center if he wanted to.
Oh yeah, true.
Dude, he is big as hell for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like there's guys his size, and like there's like short, like super short dudes. Like,
yeah,
like no offense, but Dakota Roche, he's kind of short, but he's super stocky.
Yeah, yeah.
He's real stocky, dude. And it's like, it doesn't matter what type of body build you have or anything. It's like, there's different styles for different people. And that's another reason why I love BMX as well. Cause it's like,
yeah,
you don't have to try to fit into one style. If you think that's how your riding's going to be,
mm-hmm.
like you can like it, bro, you can have like a techie style. You can have like a Tommy Dugan type style or Bone Deaf style where you're just jumping off of big shit or like riding roofs and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's like, you can develop your riding style to be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
And like, you don't have to be like one dimensional with your riding. You can be like all around rider.
Right. And it's never set in stone. Do you, are you familiar with the guy? I'm forgetting his name this second. Fuck. He rode in X Games Philly, like back in the day. I got to look it up real fast. He did the facade. Bruce Crisman. So Bruce Crisman used to have a gyro and pegs, you know, brakes and pegs. And he was in X Games with like Dave Mirra and all them. He would do like bar spin to one-handed Fufu News and shit.
What the fuck? Yo, that's crazy.
Right?
Oh my God.
And then out of nowhere, he just took the brakes off, put a free coaster on, took his pegs off, and that was it. That was his style. Like, completely changed it up.
Yeah, just
yep. And still crushed it too, dude. Like, he ended up making this video called Facade, FACAD. AIDS would tell you all about it. Fucking Steve at Burks would tell you all about it. Hoder's got a section in it.
He has that disc.
Huh?
I think he has that video at the shop.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
And you can see Bruce Crisman in there. He's like fakey turned down like 9 set, 10 set, like before anybody.
That's crazy.
Huge shit.
Bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And free coasters back then, they weren't as like good as they are today, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact he's doing fakey turndowns down a set is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
That shit's stupid. I don't care. What the fuck?
Yeah. But in
the fact he was doing on a free coaster back then is like, that's even more impressive because like one wrong landing on a free coaster back then just fucking implodes on itself.
Mm-hmm. And in the intro clips, they show him like bailing out of this stuff where like as soon as he would 180 and he's at the top of the stairs and he didn't like it, he would just like fakey Spider-Man down the stairs to his feet and like land it just to get out of it alive, you know? Because that's
fucking Tobey Maguire Spider-Man theme song when he lands.
Yeah. You know X Games' best trick that just happened? Colin Varaniak did the fakie hop over the rail.
Fakie hop, yeah, dude.
The only other person I think could have done that would be probably Bruce Crisman. Now that I think about it.
Dude, speaking about the X Games shit,
yeah.
Do you see what Mad Mike did? The over butcher?
Over Derek Duster.
Over Derek Duster.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit. The fact that he even sucked that, I mean, I don't care how many times it took him to land that, bro. The fact he even landed that is fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a crazy grind. Hell yeah.
Like, dude, when I saw that, when they first put the video that he was going to be in it and shit, I was like, dog, this man is going to throw some wild shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, bro, he definitely going to show what Philly about, honestly. He's going to definitely show what PA about.
I wonder why he was in Best Trick, but he wasn't in like the actual street course competition.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know.
He would have gapped over something to grind. You know what I'm saying? Like, he would have done something big.
Yeah.
Maybe he couldn't get off work or something. I don't know.
Probably.
He deserves to be there. That's for sure.
Facts, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like, dude, honestly, I can't wait. Like, watching all the East Coast guys, like, riding and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely a big motivator in wanting to actually try to make something mm-hmm. out of BMX. Like, yeah, I want to do it because I love it and whatnot, but I also, like, I don't care about trying to get paid with this shit. Like, if I get put on the company, all I want to do is just be able to travel and just have fun and film. That's all I want to do. Like, I don't care about making a single dollar off this shit, bro.
Hmm.
Like, fucking, what, like, the main team I want to be on, fucking GT. Like, dude.
Right.
Like, GT. GT is the team that every time I post something and I see they like my post, I'm like, I have to try and do some better shit than I previously done. It makes me want to push myself.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it. And like,
right.
That's honestly, like, when I hear people that want to get into BMX for like the fame and to like try and make money out of it, I just tell them, like, bro, this isn't really a sport that has a lot of money in it like it used to, like in the early 2000s and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, the reason why you should want to do it is to push yourself and just for the love of it. That's honestly why you should be doing it. That's really why you should be doing anything.
Right. That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah, dude. Because I'm not going to lie, when I first started out BMX, fucking, I definitely had a reality check thanks to AIDS, honestly, because I was honestly one of those kids who was like, oh, I want to try and get good at this so I can make money and all that bullshit. But it's like, the older I got and the more mature I started to become, I started to realize, like, dude, BMX is never going to be that, so just try to have as much fun with it as you can and try to motivate the future generations of the sport so the shit keeps going.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah, it's like, that's honestly, like, that's why for, like, the Philly scene of BMX, I want to try to get into a position where I can try and open my own park and have that be like a safe haven for kids in that grew up like K&A or like Strawberry Mansion or like the bad areas of Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So they can come there and feel actually safe and not worry about another shooting or like
right.
having to worry about the troubles that the city brings. Cause it's like, as the years go on, man, like this city has just gotten so much more dangerous, bro.
Mm.
And wow. It's like, dude, I think, if I remember correctly, 2021, in the first 100 days, there was already 300 shootings.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude.
That's wild.
Dude, and it's like, and most of the shootings is just little kids just trying to be tough, bro.
Wow.
And it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, really, when I was growing up, I wasn't worrying about shooting motherfuckers, bro. I was just worried about, like, all right, who can come outside so we can play, like, tag or manhunt and shit like that. That's right. What I was worried about as a kid. But now kids is worried about just being tough. Tough.
Street cred, all that. Trying to prove yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, trying to prove yourself to people who don't matter and just making your family go through heartache and agony and other families as well, bro.
Right.
Like,
yep.
Shit's just sad, man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And BMX is crazy. Cause I kind of had a rough childhood and I feel like BMX saved me from that childhood, from that town I grew up in Lebanon. Like,
yeah.
If you know, if anybody is allowed to talk shit on Lebanon, it'll be me. Cause I was born and bred there. But like, if you talk to anybody who knows about Lebanon, they'll tell you the same shit. Like, everybody looks pilled out and it's like weird shit goes on there, but there is good people there. There is nice people there, you know, but I feel like BMX saved me from what I've seen a lot of people from Lebanon go down, you know, that rabbit hole. It wasn't so much shooting as it was like just drugs, like just,
yeah, dude,
you know, like the, like, fucking, yeah, gnarly drugs. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, dude, like, I definitely know where you're coming from with that, because, like, growing up around, like Huntington and, like, K&A, mm-hmm. and just those areas alone, with the amount of issues that that area has, I'm honestly surprised that I haven't gone down a different path. And luckily, going, like, I grew up with a single mother
mm-hmm.
and three older brothers. So it's like, just having them four, and my grandmother, my grandfather, shout out to y'all, yo, because if it wasn't for them, honestly, I would probably be another statistic in this fucking city, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's honest truth. Because it's like, fucking, the amount of shit I've seen, right, just as a child, bro, it's like, it's real sad, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's real sad. The shit I seen growing up, no child should have seen that at all. Because, like, bro, excuse me. But when I was, like, 5 years old, dude, first day of school, fucking pre-K, I was super excited to go to school. I don't know why. Do not know why I was super excited for school. Not know.
School used to be exciting because you were like, somebody new might move to town today and I might make a friend.
Yeah, honestly. But mm-hmm. fucking, I was super excited and I ran out the house.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, I don't remember who it was, but it was either my mom or my brother, and they was running after me. And luckily they were running after me because I tripped over myself and almost fell on a used fentanyl needle, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Bro,
wow!
I'm lucky. Yeah, fuck off, dude. God, you're not getting my food.
Hungry. But
yeah, dude, oh my god, he ate this morning too. No, get out, get out. But yeah, like, luckily, I don't remember who caught me, but I'm honestly glad they did, because, dude, that would have more than likely been catastrophic for me, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's like, yo, I had a kid in kindergarten that I grew up with. Fucking, he fell and hit his head. They had a little angle iron, like,
ooh,
a little angle iron that was on the corner of the curbs. He fell and smacked his head on it. I don't want to speak for him, but I feel like he probably wasn't the same person since. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything can happen when you're a kid. Like,
You have your
whole life ahead of you, so it's like, it's even more precious to try and be wary of that shit.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god.
Right.
That's awful.
But
that is awful.
But you said you're definitely trying to push to try and do something here, and maybe eventually do something for the community. Do you have are you working on any video parts or edits or anything like that?
At the moment, I'm not, but I really want to.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really want to. And I want to try and push for like a 6-minute video. And I want to try and get one of the homies that I'm real cool with to help me like film and put it together and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I already have a name for it.
Oh, cool.
I got a name for the video, but I just got to fucking just put it together and just film.
Yeah, that's the cool. To me, that's the coolest part about BMX is you can literally fathom something in your head like that,
mm-hmm.
and then will it to existence. And then at the end of it, at the end, like, you're gonna have your premiere, and you're gonna be sitting there and you're watching with your friends. You'd be like, "This was just a brain fart like X amount of time ago, and we went ahead and did this." Like, that's fun.
Yeah, and dude, I'm comfortable with the video and I have a premiere for it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to try and have my mom and my brothers come to it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Cause yeah, they seen my stuff on like Instagram and shit,
mm-hmm.
but it's like to actually see a video of mine on the big screen, bro, that would just make it all better. Cause it's like, yeah, they see what I'm doing like in the streets from Instagram, but it's like, something that I put my heart and soul into, and seeing them there watching it, that'll be like,
right,
like a big moment for me.
Like, they get to know who you are a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
They know you, but they don't know like that side of you as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally feel that. I have a hard time getting my family to watch any of my shit.
But it's funny because, like, I got to a point with my mom now, like, whenever we're driving around, just anywhere, fucking mm-hmm. anywhere, my mom will be sitting at a red light, and then my mom will just look around and just be like, yo, spot right there.
Oh, I'm shit.
Like, and I'm like, oh, shit, yeah. And, like, my mom will point shit out.
That's
and it's
tight.
Funny because, like, when I first started riding, she wasn't like that. But now that I'm, like, now that I've been actually, like, taking this shit, like, wholeheartedly serious.
Yeah.
My mom's like, all right, it's go time now. And she's, like, started pointing shit out.
Oh, cool. And there's
a few spots that I've seen that she's pointing out that's, like, that would be a good spot for a video.
Mm-hmm.
There was this one spot she actually pointed out. It was a 20 stair flat rail, but the rail wasn't round, it was square.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, yo, I want to try and do something down that.
Right.
And it's like, I still have a fear over rail, but God, why am I so gassy? Fuck. Excuse me. But yeah, I just, when it comes to rails, I just have to just say, fuck it. More speed, less doubt, and just get it done.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got to be with rails, but I got to get to that point first.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you, I guess you're always bunny hopping on stuff. For me, when I was a kid, it was like, I always felt like I couldn't bunny hop high enough. And then one day I could. And it's like, if I can see where my pegs are going to go on the rail, I can probably hop on it. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's sort of how I am with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
gotta make eye contact with the rail.
Yeah. Yeah, so there was this one night where it was the homie Tom that works with Colt, who runs the public impression.
Tom Yen?
Voting brand. Tom Yen, yeah.
Yeah.
Him. He the homie.
I'm not sure if that's how you say his last name. I'm just guessing right there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
word.
It was him, Jeff Purdy, AIDS, and a couple other heads. And it was me and my cousin there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to hop on that long flat rail that along the path at Payne to mm-hmm. get up to the top section.
Yeah.
We were trying to get onto that, and Tom and Ace were just saying, like, dude, just hop. You definitely got the height, the hops for it. If you can double peg the little ledge on the other side of it, then you can hop on the rail. It's just like an inch or two higher.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept doing run-up after run-up after run-up, and I was, like, I was actually getting, like, mad because I was, like, getting myself angry
yep.
at the fact that I was being a bitch. Honestly, and not yeah. hopping on it. So I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. If I fall, I fall. I don't care. And I literally just hop and just stuck it. I'm like, you fucking bitch. I was so mad. I was like, yo, it took just all of that just to do that. I'm like, yo, all right. So I hopped off, rode back around, hopped on it again. And I was like, all right, I got it now. And then my cousin's like, yo, if you're able to get on it, I'll get on it with you. Because my cousin has hops,
mm-hmm.
but he's never got on the rail that high either. So I was like, all right, bet. I was mad because he got on it first.
Oh, yeah.
He got on it first. So I was damn. Like, yo, why am I being a bitch? And he got on it first. All right, I have to do it now. I got on it right behind him.
Yeah. And that's awesome. That's a good motivator.
Yeah, dude, it is definitely sick. And it's funny because me and my cousin, we didn't even know that we were related until, so me and my cousin, we're both Puerto Rican, but I'm more black because of my dad. So the fucking Puerto Rican side of the family that we're both part of, we're all from a small island in Puerto Rico called Orocovi.
Hmm.
And literally, when my mom saw his last name, my mom was like, hold up. What? You Puerto Rican, right? And my cousin was like, yeah. My mom was like, what island? my cousin was like, Orocovi. She was like, no way. What's your mom's name? And then my cousin said his mom's name. And then my mom asked if she was home. And then my cousin was like, yeah, we'll grab her right now. So my cousin's mom comes outside, and my mom and his mom are talking. And they're like, so you know this person, and you know this person. And then they just put all the pieces together. And they was like, huh, that's funny. Yo, y'all related.
Yeah.
Sick. because how we're related. My grandma, one of my grandma's cousins is my cousin's grandma. So we're like third, fourth cousins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Which is funny as hell.
Wow. That's crazy. I found out I had a brother in high school.
Oh, shit.
Yo, I totally punked my parents into telling me it by accident, too. Because there was another kid in my same grade that I thought looked like me. So I come home the one day, and I'm like, hey, do I have a brother I don't know about? Which I did, but it wasn't this guy who I thought looked like me, this guy named Felipe.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, there's this kid there. And they're like, what's his name? And I'm like, Felipe. And they're like, they both look at each other. And then they're like, get the yearbook. And then I get the yearbook out, and they look at Felipe and they see his, this was before Facebook, you know? And they're like, no, that dude's not related to you, but we have something to tell you. And I'm like, what? And then turns out that I had a half brother, you know, we have the same dad, different moms. And he basically didn't, I was already friends with him. I already like would hang out with him at high school, in high school, and like talk to him. Didn't even know that I was related to him. And I think he knew this whole time, cause his mom was like, I think, you know, his mom told him everything like right off the bat, like back in the day. So it was like, holy shit, you know, like family just shows up sometimes.
Yeah. And it's funny because when our moms told us that we were related, I look at my cousin. I was like, "Huh?" So we're like fucking Travis Hughes and Jacob Cable.
Yeah. Wow.
We're just the Hispanic version,
right?
Which is fucking hilarious, yo. He was like, "Yo, bro, I hate you, dog."
You need to learn fakie manis, and you learn nose manis, and we'll be good.
Wow. I mean, damn, yo. I mean, he can learn nose manis. My cousin's balance is pretty good.
When did
sticky manis on a cassette? That would be hard.
Yeah, it used to be the only way.
Yeah, true.
Ben Hiddle used to be able to do it forever, like backwards. I noticed you wear a helmet when you ride. When did that start? Did you always wear a helmet, or how did that go?
When I started wearing a helmet, there was a video that I put on my Instagram. So back in like, I'm going to say 2019, like in February, it didn't snow too hard, but it snowed enough to where there was still like the plows for them to come out.
Yeah.
So there was a big pile of snow that was on the sidewalk that looked like a fucking looked like a ramp. So I thought it was hard enough to where I can like ride up it and try to like kick off of it and shit. So I asked my buddy to film it, and I go like another pole down and get like 10 or so cranks at it, and fucking I hit it. I try to launch. I didn't pull up enough. My front tire just sinks into the top, and it throws me over the handlebars. I fall square on my fucking face, and my whole body just locks up, and I knock myself out.
Oh, wow.
Dude, when I tell you, my friends said I was asleep for about 10 minutes, and they had to, like, pull me to the side, of the, like, to the other side, away from the street.
Yeah, right.
And my cousin called my mom, and luckily, I wasn't that far from my house. I was, like, maybe a 10-minute bike ride from my house. So my mom pulls up. She sees I'm still asleep. So they get me in the car, and they throw my bike in the back. They pull down one side of the back seat and throw my bike in the trunk. And my mom and my stepdad calls my mom saying, hey, the bus, I missed the bus because he was working in Jersey at the time.
Oh, wow.
So he was like, hey, I missed my bus because we had to deal with a late customer. So is it cool if you come pick me up? So mom's like, fuck, all right, fine. So I'm just knocked the fuck out in the passenger seat. And
so
me and my mom.
You're sleeping in the car?
Yes, I'm completely unconscious in the car. Rough. And I wake up, we're in fucking bumblefuck Jersey. And I'm like, hey, when did you pick me up? And my mom said that when I asked her, my mom said I asked her that about like 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like fucked up.
Wow.
And after I asked her that, I'm like, hey, can you pull over? She was like, why? I was like, I have to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's like, are you lying? And then I do like, I do that. And my mom's like, oh, so my mom's in the far left lane.
Yeah.
Luckily, by the grace of God, there was no other cars in the other 3 lanes on the other side. My mom literally does this.
Oh.
My mom just yanks the car straight right so I can get out the car and throw up. I was throwing up for about like a good like minute or so. But I was like, yeah, I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like knocking myself out. And this was like, I think the third time I knocked myself out.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I got to get a helmet. And luckily around this time I was working at a bike shop, and the bike shop I was working at is called Tune Up Bike Shop on 2nd and Spring Garden. It's, and the owner owns the bike shop and the barbershop that's connected with the building as well. So fucking that bike shop, if you ride like mountain bikes and like e-bikes or scooters for the matter, like any type of bike, that shop would be able to get you right. But
they had the helmets.
Yeah, they had helmets in the back, and I was just going through the helmets like, all right, which one looks the least weird? And then I found a shadow helmet, the flyweight helmet. I found that in white. And I was like, ooh, and I went up to my boss. I was like, hey, can you take this helmet off my out of my pay? He was like, yeah, I got you. Go ahead, take it. I won't even take it out your pay. I heard what happened. Your mom told me, go ahead, take it.
Oh, wow. What a good guy. And
yeah, so I had the helmet ever since. And I don't really ride with the helmet as much anymore. But when I'm, like, trying something new or something that, like, really scares me, I'll throw the helmet on and then try and go for it.
Yeah. It probably helps because it makes you when you have it on, you know that that's no longer on the, on the list of possibilities now. Like, I watched a kid, I was at the Albany Jam this past weekend. I watched this kid try to do like a full cab with a cassette, and he was using all his crank pressure, and he was going down, but he didn't want to admit that he was going down. And he just stayed holding on to his bike. And I watched him literally like hold on to his bike all the way down and then smack his head off the ground. But he had a helmet on, and I'm like,
oh, thank God. Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, you wouldn't have done that. I don't think you would have committed that hard if you knew you didn't have a helmet on, you know.
Yeah.
He was just like, nah, I'm getting this one. I'm like, you're not getting that one.
Yeah. Dude. Yikes. Oh my god, yeah. What, yeah. Like, dude, the one thing, like, I like watching people send shit, but I hate seeing people get hurt, bro. Yeah,
same.
Because like that's always the worst part. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that they have to deal with that whole like medical bill and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And like having to sit out for an extended period of time just so they can heal.
Yep.
Like sometimes it's like sitting out and letting yourself heal is needed 100%. But fucking just watching people get hurt, that always sucks, man. I always feel bad.
Yeah, watching it's that. No good.
Like, it definitely sucks.
But on the brighter side, things are going well for you, you know? Summer's going good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only able to ride Saturdays and Sundays mm-hmm. because of, like, I work Monday through Friday. But just being able to get out the 2 days is still nice.
Yeah. Could you pedal during the day if you wanted to?
I could if I woke up early enough, but I'm gonna just be fucking dead at work.
Oh right, yeah, that's always the catch. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. You gotta know when to hold them and when to fold them with that kind of shit. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, but I'm about to I just got a new job, working for a security company, so I'm gonna try to work mornings and be able to save like my afternoons and nights so I can ride. So
hell yeah,
And plus the jobs I'm gonna be doing security, the spots I'm gonna be doing security for, most of them are downtown as well. So I can just bring my bike to work with me, lock it up, right outside, and fucking when I'm done work, just throw my riding shoes on, throw a different shirt on, be out.
Hell yeah, that's what's up, man. I'm stoked for you.
Yeah, dude, I'm super excited, and plus I'm getting paid more too, so. That's even better.
Hell yeah. Moving on easy, up.
Fucking easier to pay my rent. And if something breaks on my bike, I'll hopefully be able to get new parts for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I may have to get a new frame soon.
Right. What are you thinking?
Like, dude, I'm sticking with the GT.
Yeah. What dimensions are you going to get?
I want to try and get a 13 back end, but I'm going to stay with the 21 1/4 top tube.
Right. Cool.
Yeah. A lot of people think that, I mean, I definitely ride a bigger bike, but it's like ever since I won Conway's bike at the Jibs for John Jam back in October,
mm-hmm.
that bike's been doing me well, man. Definitely been doing me well. So I'm probably going to be rocking that frame for a hot minute, just multiple frames.
Yeah, right. If you can build up a second bike, it's so worth it. It's so nice to have like two different setups.
Yeah. It's just fucking doing all the crank arms I normally do. Mm-hmm. It's just where the chainstay bar connects to the bottom bracket.
Yeah.
That's just wore down. So, matter of fact, I think I have a picture. I can send you the picture right now, actually.
Sick.
Like, dude, this shit is fucking ridiculous, bro. Like, it is so bad. Like, oh my god. And I was so scared because, like, I asked my buddy who's a welder. I was like, hey, can you check this out for me? Because I don't know if this is going to break soon. And he was like, what the fuck did you do?
Wow.
I was like, crank arms. And fucking, yeah, dude, the right side is fucked up due to crank arms, and the left side is fucked up due to pedal feebles.
Right.
So it's like the left side is starting a rainbow, and the right side is starting to get grinded down.
Wow.
So it's like, it's just fucking awful right now.
Damn. That's part of the course of riding BMX and fucking shit up.
Yeah, dude. But I keep this in mind. Conway, when I won that bike, he told me to keep doing what I'm doing, and he wants to see me put a hole through that shit. So I am doing what Conway told me to do. So I can't be too upset.
Right.
But shit, where's this picture? Why do I have so many pictures on my desk? But yeah, dude, fucking. This is shit.
Yeah.
Fucking, this is the picture that me and Conway took when I won the bike.
Yeah.
Fucking that picture. Setup. And fuck, where is this goddamn picture?
If you want, you can send it to me. Oh, you got it?
Yeah. Let me turn the brightness down so it doesn't like glare too much, but.
Yeah, I see it. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. It was, and it's only gotten worse, too.
Right.
It's only getting worse. But, like...
At least it's in a good area that if it breaks, it's not going to be like your fork breaking, you know?
Yeah, I just sent a picture to you so you can see a little clear.
All right, I'm going to pull it up.
But yeah, dude. I'm gonna put that picture up with a more recent picture and like just compare the two. Oh my god, man. Oof. I've been putting this bike through work, man.
I'll put it up in the episode.
Okay.
After I edit it down. But I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to chat with me. It's great talking to you.
Yeah, bro. Always.
We didn't get a chance to talk too much at the jam. We were all buzzing around doing a bunch of shit.
Yeah, dude, for real.
And I've been meaning to come back down ever since then, but I fucked up my hand like the day before that. And I'm only like now able to even like brace my weight to like even like do a push-up. Like that's how long it's been, like just fuck with my hand.
Dude, yeah.
So apparently there's like a bone in the palm of your hand that looks like a little hook, and you have tendons that run next to that bone. And the doctors thought I broke that bone because it takes forever and ever to heal. But so I had to go get an x-ray and then an MRI and all this shit.
Yeah.
And I'm somehow fine, but it just hurts. So it's weird. But they were telling me that they had a hockey player break the little bone in the palm of his hands on both of his hands. So instead of like letting it heal for like 6 months, they surgically remove those bones out of his fucking hands.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, all right, just give it a few weeks, go back to playing hockey.
Yeah, crazy. You're going to cross check some people now. But
yeah, dude, fucking, I think the worst, and like, I've broken both of my hands before because like I mentioned before, I'm the youngest of four boys, and my three older brothers are all MMA fighters.
Oh wow!
So I used to train as well, and I wanted to be a fighter as well until I found BMX, and I broke my right hand twice, my left hand three times, and kind of recently, if you look at my, hold on, let me angle this properly. Yeah, you see the scars right here?
Yeah.
I was trying to do a wall ride in fucking New York where I don't remember what that fucking park is called. I think it was the Korean War Memorial.
Mm. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's like, it's that really big round rail with the, I think it's like a three, like a kind of short three block, and then the wall ride on the other side. So I was trying to hit that wall ride and I didn't pull off the wall in time.
Mm-hmm.
So I just fucking smacked the ground. My hand got trapped under me. So I kind of split my knuckle in half on my left ring finger and fucking ripped the fucking skin off. That's why it fucking looks like this now.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, shit sucked. Like, fucking had to go to my buddy's house and just wrap fucking a tissue around it with tape and fucking peroxide.
Right.
To clean it.
Gotta clean it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Shit fucking hurt.
Well, but now you're back in one piece.
Yeah.
The bike is good for now. You know, looking to upgrade sooner or later.
Yeah.
But Like I said, I appreciate you coming on. I'll definitely send you a link to this for you to approve before we go live with it. Is there any shout outs or anybody else you want to, anything we didn't talk about or anything like that?
We talked about, I'm not really sure.
That's all right.
But the people I do want to give a shout out to, shout out to my mom, shout out to my brothers, Todd, Kenny, Gordon, shout out to Bert, shout out to Steve, Ed, Benny, and all the Philly homies. Shout out my cousin, Nate. Shout out GK. Shout out Jeff Z, shout out Ben, shout out Conway, shout out Ratty, Purdy, all you boys, shout out to y'all. And shout out to the Daily Grind boys. Fucking those my guys. They fucking Gremlin. I've been riding for Daily Grind for a couple years now, and I'm always trying to link up with them boys.
Nice.
Fucking try and do some shit with them, man. Yeah. Shout out to all them boys. Just shout out to BMX, bro.
Sounds good.
Just shout out to BMX, man.
Hell yeah. Well, I look forward to riding again soon. And
Facts. And I'll wait.
Anytime you want to come back on, let me know. We'll do it.
Hell yeah. Let's do it, man.
All right.